We begin tonight with breaking news. The first death from coronavirus here in the United States.
The deadly new virus has both health experts and investors worried as it starts to spread.
As you know, this is an enormity and...
Good morning. Well, good afternoon, really. You've been in bed for a while today. It's time to get up.
May be closed for the rest of the school year.
What does it matter anyway? Did you have a class today?
Official, just 2 weeks ago, there were 126 reported coronavirus cases in 17 states.
Get out of bed and go to your desk.
Where we are now. The virus has
I'm so
spread
work. Tired.
States.
You need to work. Give me a break. You have assignments due. I can't. You need to work.
People have died. New York State has the highest number of reported cases. Olathe is in a quiet Times Square this morning.
Okay, if you can't concentrate, then get up and walk around.
Well, Anthony, good morning. I mean,
it's week 7.
When did this start?
Is it 8, 6, or 9 now?
10?
You should be used to this. Remember when they said it would just be a 2-week break?
I mean, look, the streets are pretty bare here compared to what they usually are, but without national mandatory rules in place. Many states and cities say they've been let on their own.
Turn right and walk towards the window.
How to combat this virus.
When's the last time you opened these?
It's already dark outside.
There's dust on the
blinds.
When's the last time you went outside? Walk towards the door. It's locked, like always. Why would it be open? You're not leaving the house. You're not leaving this room.
The
You're
walls.
Stuck here.
Pressing in.
There's what's outside. It's dangerous. And how do you fight against an invisible enemy that you know nothing about?
Stay inside.
Better just stay put.
It's safe.
Stay here in this room.
I can't breathe.
Stay in these walls.
The walls.
Supposed to be safe here. Do you remember what the outside was like?
I need to leave.
Turn right.
Let me out.
And walk towards the couch. Just sit down like you have every day for the past however many weeks it's been. And look on your phone. Scroll down and down and down. Okay, get up now. Do you see that air purifier in the corner? Doesn't it ever bother you to hear it going off every single minute of the day? On and on, never ending. And you just have to keep listening to it. You can't escape, you can't leave.
You're trapped here.
You can't leave. You're stuck. What time is it? Does it matter? Turn right. Walk towards your bed again. When will this end?
Don't leave the house,
or else are you gonna die?
It'll never end.
You can't leave. This is all you know.
Stay inside.
I hear.
You're
stuck here. Where are you gonna go?
You can't leave.
Stay inside the house.
Stay.
To get out. You can't leave. It's dangerous.
I need to leave.
Stay. You're stuck. You're trapped. Stay.
This sad milestone in the coronavirus crisis.
No, please, the house.
More than 200,000 Americans have now died of COVID-19. The highest death toll of any nation in the world, equivalent to the entire population of Salt Lake City, Utah.
We all mark that painful and sobering number. 500,000 American lives now lost to the coronavirus. Nearly one American dying from COVID every minute for nearly an entire year. Noting more Americans have died in a single year in this pandemic than in World War I, World War II, and the Vietnam War combined. Tonight, a nation mourns.
Good night.